Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Chuck Berry bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. He's one of the guys who got it all started way back. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget, we got a brand new video up right now. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question. We ask a different question every week and lots of other things there, including the suite that Mary Cantando has made available to us in the work that she's conducted with us over the last almost 9 years. You can find her suite of past interviews and articles she's written that she's allowed us to post. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mary Cantando is the author of Leading with Care, also The Woman's Advantage. Mary, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about five things that we never thought about to get more sales, right?
That's right. That's right, Jim.
We did one last segment. What's the next one?
Yeah. So here's one that I think is interesting. I think people neglect, and this is to win points with a prospect, with a client. Figure out how you can do something for their children or their grandchildren. So if someone's kid is graduating from college without a job, you can offer to do an informational interview with them and see who you might connect them with. I just have found that over the years, it's great. If you want to do something for me, I really appreciate it. That's terrific. But, boy, if you want to win big-time points with me, you offer to do something for one of my kids or one of my grandkids, and I will just love you to death.
This
now, you're a parent and a grandparent, too, so you tell me.
This works like a charm. And it's not only it works like a charm, it's the right thing to do. And so here's what I have done, Mary, in this area. I have someone that I care about, a customer, a prospect, or a good friend, or whatever, and they would tell me about their child who was doing this or that, coming out of school or whatever. And I could tell there was a little bit of lament in their voice, right? They're worried about the kid. And I would simply say this. How can I help you with that?
Right.
And they would look at me and they say, wow, I never thought about that. And I'd say, well, is there anything I can, and then I would say, is there anything I can do? And they might say, well, what would that look like? And I say, well, I don't have any openings right now, but why don't you have him call me or her call me? Or if I'm on the other side of the country, then obviously I'm not a prospect. I'd say, why don't you have them call me and I'll interview them on the phone and give them some advice. You know, they'll listen to me. They won't listen to you.
Yeah.
But you're right. That works like a charm.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, it doesn't just have to be a job interview. It can be, their kid is involved in some program that
right.
you can somehow support or something. So, and it isn't about being sneaky or cheesy or underhanded. It's about really wanting to do something for someone and ultimately making a real difference in the life of that kid or that grandkid, or maybe the relationship of your customer with them. So I've just found over the years that's something people don't think of but can make a huge, huge impact.
It all comes back to one of the most powerful questions I think there is in the marketplace. What can I do for you?
Exactly.
If you get a reputation for asking your customers that, now you've got, you'll start having customers you can't run off.
Right.
All right, what's the next one?
Okay, here's another one. Now, we don't like everybody. You know, you and I, we try to like everybody, Jim, but let's just face it, we don't like
everybody.
Well, everyone's
not as charming as you and I, Mary.
That's exactly it. But now, here's something. If you dislike somebody for some reason, I want you to challenge yourself to find something about that person that you genuinely do like. So mm-hmm. Now, this isn't the same as identifying something you've got in common, so you've got kids in the same soccer league. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody you dislike, find something that you genuinely like about the person. So, for example, she volunteers at a food pantry, right? What's not to like about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, so you think, well, I really don't like this person, but, you know, she spends a lot of time, she volunteers 2 evenings a week at the food pantry. I really like that mm-hmm. about her. And when you start to identify things that you genuinely like about a person that you dislike, all of a sudden you find yourself liking them more, and that enables you to work better with them
right.
and to be able to figure out.
Find some common ground. And you're not talking about the way my wife compliments me on how good I am at sarcasm. That's not what you mean, though, is it? You know,
no, really, you know, something that you really genuinely like about that person, that you respect about that person, you know?
Right.
And it can be anything. It can be related to some charitable work. It can be the business that they've built or the way they treat their employees or anything else. And the more you find that you genuinely like about a person, the more you find that you start to like that.
Well, if you don't like somebody and you find out that they actually do some of these things you were just talking about, you got to be saying, wait a minute, I'm missing something about this person.
Exactly.
It might be you.
Just don't know. Yeah, exactly.
My grandmother. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and from the surface, you know, what you see of somebody from the surface is really very superficial until you
right.
dig down and you find out more about them.
Give us your website, Mary.
Let's go with womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. Check it out. Mary Cantando and I will be right back. We got at least 2 more of these to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.